Carter and I had ended up running in two different directions. He went in the direction where the woods opened up to a clearing. I went in the direction of as much protective tree cover as possible. He was the smarter man, as it turns out, because I ran full speed into a hanging branch and knocked myself right out. Now you can tell by hearing my voice right now that I survived, obviously. Not only survived the log to the forehead, but any subsequent attack by any wild creature. Yeah, I survived, but the night's escapades were not over. I don't know how long I was out, but when I came to, I was no longer in the same spot. In fact, I wasn't sure I was even in the same general area. I opened my eyes to the hazy, astonishing image of a large, seated creature resembling a giant ape, but seeming also to be somewhat human. He was on the other side of a small campfire that was burning in what appeared to be a small cave. I was only half conscious, if that, and felt my head throbbing horribly, so much so that I actually feared I'd pass out from the pain, something that was both a terrifying and welcoming prospect, frankly. In the dim glow of the campfire, I saw that the creature's hair was white and gray. And when he heard me stir, he turned his giant face toward me, and I watched his mouth open. It wasn't to roar this time, however. It was to speak.
Do you ever get the feeling that there are two worlds out there? Two different worlds. There's the world we encounter in the newspaper, the world on CNN, the world the couple talk about at the cafe, Dan and Debbie's wedding gift. What are they going to get them? It's that world. It includes things like, what's the weather report for next week, honey? There's that world. And then there's all the weird stuff. All the weird stuff. Everything we can't fit in, can't fit into any box. A profound spiritual experience, a premonition, encountering a Bigfoot, experiencing ghosts routinely in your house, having some psychic phenomenon, having a prophetic dream, all these things that just don't seem to fit in the mainstream. You can't pull up a stool next to a fella at the bar and go right into the experience of oneness with God you had last night, or the strange ape-like creature you encountered in the forest during your deer hunt, or all your wild dreams. He doesn't want to hear about your wild dreams. He wants to hear about how the local sports team is doing. So there are these two worlds. There's this one we've all kind of accepted, and then there's the other one, very real, but we just don't know what to do with it. It's the weird stuff, and we shove it all into one big cosmic closet.
It was all too much. The painful, throbbing, cloudy head, and the supernatural freak show before me, I passed out once again. Once more, I have no idea for how long, but when I came to, the creature was closer to me. As frightening and otherworldly in appearance as before, but closer to me now. And again I saw him turn his face in my direction, notice that I was awake, and I, with a deep, all-encompassing sense of utter disbelief, listened once again as he spoke.
You feeling okay? You have quite a bump on your head. I didn't want to leave you out there. You never know what's in these woods. Some deer hunter comes along and steals your wallet or something. I have your rifle. It's just outside the cave there. You can take it when you leave. My name is Tars. I'm an Ogonon. You folks would say a Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti. Maybe you even have a new term these days. I haven't kept up with it. I live here, moved down here from Canada about 16 years ago. This is my place here.
Am I dreaming?
Oh, I suppose in a way we all are. What is life? The sages say it's some kind of weird dream. You know, your species has a song. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. Life is a dream. I think it's saying, don't take it all so seriously. Lighten up. The song asks you to row gently. You're moving with the stream. It's not necessary to row with intensity. You'll get where you're going with gentle strokes. Row merrily. Don't fret so much. Life is but a dream. Nothing to lose sleep over. What is your name, by the way?
Tom.
Tom? You want some berries, Tom? These are quite good. You know any songs you want to sing, Tom?
What?
Maybe later. You seem like a decent sort. I can occasionally take a shine to you humans individually. As a group, you're kind of depressing, however. I don't want you to take this personally, but my species is not impressed with you humans at all. In fact, we routinely say, the universe must be stupid. That's our thinking. The universe is stupid. It makes a whole lot of endless space, but doesn't let us go to more than an infinitesimal fraction of it. It gives us nearby planets we can never visit. Meanwhile, on our beautiful planet, innocent creatures like the dinosaur appear, and the universe kills them off, murders them with meteor showers. They were wonderful. What was the beef? Humans, meanwhile, who show only the ability to pollute and poison and destroy this fine planet, they are left alone. No meteor showers at all. I would have sent a few of them. Certainly during the Spanish Inquisition, or during World War I or II, when humans showed just how hopeless they are. But no, no meteors fell. What did the dinosaurs do that was worse than World War I and II? You see, Tom, the universe is stupid. Stupid.
I gotta get the hell out of here.
You go ahead. I understand. Before you go, would you like to sing a song? Do you have a song you like?
Yeah, I do. You're Canadian? Okay. think I'll go out to Alberta. Weather's good there in the fall. Got some friends I can go working for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I asked you one more time. But we've been through this 100 times or more.
Oh, strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high. All those things that don't change, come what may. If the good times are all gone, then I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm never back this way.
This has been a really weird night.